Advocat is mostly staring at Tam and staring at Tam and staring at Tam and then saying, wait, I know you.
From the mountain.
Quiet you.
Sorry.
I will not give you a luck point for that. I will not. I'm strong with the Force. The Force is with me. Nope. Fair and valid. Well, I have pressed the record button.
The record button? There's a button?
Yes,
don't
there
tell
is
the
a
nibblings.
Button.
The nibblings
no,
will get
no,
it.
You, no, just get out. No. Imagine the GM holding a button above their head as a swarm
squeak,
of ratkin.
Squeak, 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 squeak.
All roughly the size of kindergartners. Circle around. I might be referencing real life events, only with a lot less fur.
I last night discovered that one of the kittens direly, direly loves bread because I was having toast. And I would not give her the bits that had cinnamon butter on them because I wasn't sure if cinnamon was good for kittens. I was giving the little plain edges, and she was grabbing them in her mouth and running off with them and devouring them.
Look, and that's less weird than Vec trying to eat a pickled cucumber.
Well, yeah, that is. That
she
is.
She wanted it so badly.
Kittens. Anyway,
hello, and welcome to Cogworld. This is a Cypher System campaign where everyone's a god. Well, except for that character over there. So far as we know.
Dun,
dun, dun, dun. Mm-hmm. That particular woodchuck kin happens to be the god of dramatic entrances. But now that they've made their entrance, they're feeling very awkward because they've already made the entrance and now they're just going to wander off over to Crash Services. So don't worry about that. It's fine. We're all fine here. How are you? My name is Crash. I'll be your GM for the evening. Tonight I'm joined by a bunch of awesome people, including Beth, Ellie, Eo, and who would like to plug a thing?
We plug the things after, don't we?
I mean, yes. Yes, we do.
ElizabethMcCoy.com, and I've been trying to put my stuff up on Google Books, if that's your book of book purchasing location of choice. It's tricky.
Unless there is an exclusivity agreement, put it everywhere.
That's what I'm doing.
There we go. All right, I should probably start the introduction. The people of the Cogworld live upon continent-sized gears rising up out of the world's oceans. But they don't think about that very much. They don't even call it the Cogworld. Visitors might, if there were any. But to the residents, it's simply just the world. As it's always been. On the ring gear of Archiza, in the Windbreak region, some young gods have one more side quest to complete. In our last session, Mapha absconded to the land of the dead with the dove to have a conversation away from witnesses seen and unseen. It was revealed almost immediately that the dove was cold-blooded and was not doing well in a land so absent of heat sources. The move was justified, as the dove suspected that their opposite, the hawk, did have ways of eavesdropping remotely. The conversation revealed several bits of information. The hawk was a tortoiseskin, yes, there is some irony there, who had held that position for generations. They started their plan to unify all of the Windbreak shortly after the Gear of Taphos had its disaster 20 years ago. The dove was born on Taphos, and had survived the destruction to come to the Windbreak. It's unknown as to most of the horrors she witnessed, though she did state that it wasn't her first time in the Land of the Dead, and the previous time had been easier. The dove is not just a lizardkin, but a type of dragon. Her more draconic visage is roughly 10 foot in height, with a noticeable scar over one dead eye, though her more humanoid form has no such damage. There was a larger population of dragons on Taphos, though that was before the destruction. Upon returning to the Land of the Living, Mapha confided that she had a stash of hot chocolate in her quarters. There was then a race to beat Chitika's nibblings to the location so that anyone else would be able to enjoy it. Everyone was then forced to take the rest of the day off by multiple people with the experience and authority to say so, because the last few days had been a lot. It is just before dawn on the 12th day of summer. Lucy, god of millet, has had the least amount of stress out of all the gathered deities. Tasks involving staying calm and calming others are eased for this session. Tam, god of trickery, knows there are secrets being kept from them. Tasks involving seeing through deception are eased for this session. Chitika, god of darkness, is still justifiably upset. Roles involving righteous fury are eased for the session, even if they just involve bringing up soup around others every chance she gets.
Goulash. Mafa. Stew.
Mafa, god of the crossroads, has more than one possible route ahead of her. Tasks involving long-distance travel are eased for this session. What happens next is up to you. Bags are packed, and transportation is being arranged. Where will you go next?
Have we had a 10-hour rest since the last session?
You have had all of your rests. You should be at full tanks, except for your luck points. Please do not fill up your luck points.
I didn't get the chance to finish leveling.
Ah.
I'm sorry.
Well, give me a second here. No punchline here. Quiet you. Yes, the button has been buttoned and then unbuttoned and then rebuttoned again. Pay no attention to the ratkin behind the curtain or the ones in front of the curtain or the ones demanding uppies.
Or the ones on top of the curtain.
Or the ones currently being ridden by a small baby kobold with a hairpin that they are currently using as a lance.
Oh.
With her battle cry of, both is good! All right. So, the question is, where are you going next? The dove is interested in, hey, everyone, let's go to Korf. But I know that the players have something else they want to do first.
Raid Tam's church's coffers for cool stuff.
Usually that happens the other way around.
Well, where do they keep it then?
We have no coffers. Why would we need such a thing?
Chitika rolls to disbelieve.
It's quite simple. We keep all of our belongings in other people's homes. They protect it for us. Should we need it, we gather it. Of course,
Chitika
they assume
it's theirs.
Chitika rolls
for dubiousness. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Chitika rolls versus fast talk. Anyway.
Rara doesn't do fast.
Just because she's not talking fast doesn't mean it's not fast talk.
So, the decision is that the party is going to go to Tam's particular neck of the woods.
I assume.
All right.
It could be helpful. Well, accidentally.
Accidentally on purpose.
They need to be warned about the soup.
Please, please, I beg of you, stop calling it that.
Gumbo.
That's somehow worse.
Porridge.
I'm starting to get disturbed by it, too.
I'm not
anyway,
the
I was thinking
one
more who... of it. Anyway, I was thinking of it more like a salsa. You know,
I found the bard.
With chips.
Wait, that's a different reference.
I'm just saying, I'm not the one who originated the plan.
Neither
I'm just the
was
one
I.
Correctly name. I'm just the one correctly naming the recipe.
Oh.
Could be worse. The god of could be here.
You cut out right at the important King. Word for which god?
Cooking?
Cooking.
Oh my gosh.
I thought so. The only kind of god salsa we want.
They'd be upset that Mafa keeps honing in on their territory.
Cook-offs. The cooking episode of the anime show. There's Mafa in the chef's hat. There's the god of cooking in theirs. They glare at each other across the screen.
You're not following the recipe. Of course. I changed it. It was important and drastic. But regardless. So, logistics. Quiet, Ran. Logistics speaking, Chitam and the Nibblings will not be accompanying you to your next destination. Instead, Lighter and the Niblings and Chatham are going to move ahead to Korf to scout things out.
Be careful. Be careful,
Lighter. Don't you worry about us.
Good.
It's
but Lighter has to be careful.
I'm a kobold. We're good at sneaking.
Good.
So long as a god of darkness doesn't, you know, catch me stealing a ball of cheese, I should be okay.
I mean, you did kind of take it from me, so...
Yeah, well, the three of them don't seem to be eating nearly as much on a daily basis, so should be okay.
All right, if you're sure.
This is not simply because the GM does not want to RP 50,000 NPCs. But also, if 50,000 NPCs all descend on a small town, there will be consequences. And you may or may not want to be keeping a low profile.
Invasion of the Ratkin Niblings. Dun, dun, dun. It's sort of like the scene in the small town where... Yeah.
Yeah. You see the small town where everyone's just going about their business and one of them looks up at the sunny sky and goes, I could have sworn I heard thunder. In the distance. Clouds of dust rise up. That will not be happening.
Oh, someone moved an image.
Take your luck point. That's the first one for the evening. And me pressing that button actually means something in this game, unlike yesterday's.
That's true.
I'm not actually checking characters to see if they're at 5 luck points already. I'm just pressing that button. I need to stop reading the chat when I'm trying to say something.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. I'm just lucky I wasn't sipping my coffee at that moment. But who is going with you is the Dove, because she is very much interested in making sure you do eventually go to Korf, and even if it means that she has to hear you mentioning soup every 30 seconds.
I don't mention it every 30 seconds, just when I think about it.
I assume Shay is staying behind, or going with Chatham and the others.
Shay has expressed interest in going with you, but understands if you do not want Shay to go with you.
I would love Shay to go with us.
Then Shay is going with you.
Okay.
You spent so much time separated. Okay, technically like 11 days, but Shay is not interested in losing you again.
That's fair.
All right. So
how can he keep me from throwing myself into bottomless pits? He's not there.
You've demonstrated the ability to teleport now. I honestly don't think I can stop you from doing that if you really want to.
What if Imafa comes back from the bottomless pits? Because she doesn't hit the bottom.
So people who are going, Mrara, the Dove, Shay, Mafa Tamchatika, of course.
As funny as it would be if everyone embarked and then realized I wasn't there, yes.
I imagine there is at some point where it has been arranged that while you all get on the train, you look around after the train starts moving and you're like, well, where's Tam? You see a pair of antlers just high enough that you can see the tops of them out the train window as the train goes past. But they were in fact made of papier-mâché and being worn by somebody else who agreed to this because they thought it was funny. Then Tam walks in from another car.
This sounds very plausible.
I'm not saying that happened, but it could have happened.
It could have happened. We're not telling.
There you go. So the town you are going to is called Lugens, and it's
spelled out
L-E-U-G-E-N-S, Lugens.
Okay, not Lugies.
No, not Lugies.
Or Luigi's.
It's a town that is large enough that you're not going to find anyone who knows everyone in the town. There's too many people in there to know everyone. But it's small enough that it doesn't actually have a train station of its own. You could take the Great Rail, if I could speak properly, partway, and then you take a shuttle train to another town that's a little bit larger than Lugens, and then you do get on a cart to go the rest of the way.
We would need a much bigger cart if all the Niblings had come.
Fortunately, they are
didn't.
Not. Yes. They are taking their own route to a different town that, again, is not going to involve a train ride at the very last part of it. But that's a good thing because they don't want to be seen getting off the train. Just imagine the priests of Korf are at the train station The train stops, the doors open, and then there's just avalanche of nibblings pouring out.
At least they can impersonate a school trip.
Oh, wait. Darn it. Darn it. Take your luck point.
That's Eos, isn't it?
Oh, no. No, that's because you saying school trip made me laugh.
Oh, okay. I forgot. I get a luck point?
You get a luck point.
Ooh.
All right. So, Tam, what do you share about the town you're going to?
Well, maybe about half of it is true.
And this is why I didn't just share everything. There are two people in the party who have been to this town, and both of them are not known as reliable narrators.
Let me... Well, it looks like a quiet, sleepy little town most of the time. Except during festivals. There are a lot of festivals. We have fun during those. But, well, don't ask how many branch offices we have or how many, think they're the only one. I think that... most of the population is part of the church, though most of them think that it's so maybe 10%. Some of them don't know it's us.
Chichika nods sagely and just, yep.
It's not a perfect town. It could use a fish market.
A fish market or simply a place to get you your fish from?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but all the rotten fish?
Well, that is why it doesn't have a fish market. The sources are too far away. More's the pity.
And I don't think the librarian appreciated that festival anyway. Not that year.
Was there a festival of dead fish?
There were some dead fish involved.
To be fair, that's... It fit with the name of the church that year.
You pick a different name each year?
Not every year, but occasionally.
Doesn't Variety it get exhausting? Okay.
Exhausting? If we kept everything the same, it would be boring.
Besides, the acolytes need a new theme every so often.
So you can tell them apart?
So that they can, annoy people.
Well, I suppose that's fair. Festivals. Are we sneaking in under cover of a festival? Will you get me a souvenir shirt?
Are you saying that you can't lift your own souvenir shirt?
Chichika looks up with big ratkin eyes. Hmm?
That's Mafa calling in from the next compartment. Only if she gets beads.
I don't know if I have any beads. And no, I can't steal things. I know how to sneak.
That's half the work right there.
And I know how to help other people.
If you don't know the rest of it, I'm sure little Fawn here could show you.
Sadly, I do not think that the GM would let me use impersonate on the cat there, despite, well...
I mean, you can certainly try.
It would give me an asset. But I don't think it would work out well.
And I imagine for the rest of the trip, among other conversations that are had, you are regaled with tales of various festivals that have happened and the shenaniganery that has taken place during each.
And the vague possibility that some of these are actually true stories.
Oh, they're all true.
Especially the
lies.
Exactly. Is there a high priest named Garrick? Well, that's one of the tales that you've been told.
But he spells his name with a C.
Or maybe even two of them, come on.
Are you implying he spells his name the same way every time? Even Shakespeare didn't do that. And so, after... multiple tales and multiple conversations and simply just hanging out, you eventually, riding on the back of a cart, reach the town of Lugans, which is not set up for a festival. There are no banners strung over the roads. There's people who are going about their daily business, but the roads aren't really crowded. There's people, but you know, things are kind of spread out. The buildings that look to be homes appear to be more single-family dwellings, as opposed to anything from Chitika's neck of the woods. Some of the dwellings also appear to be on top of commercial stores or workshops. So those exist. There might be some apartments, but those are few and far between. There are a lot of signs hanging up that appear to be freshly printed.
And what do the signs say?
Well, the first one you go up to is asserting that there is to be no loitering in the area.
I'm reading a sign, so I can't be Chitika's reading a sign, therefore not loitering.
Tam.
Yes?
You find that you are currently holding a large cat.
So I am.
The cat has always been there. It is your role to carry the cat, clearly.
Evidently.
We've always been at war with East Red Dottia.
Your torso may be slightly vibrating from the purr.
Oh.
The purr might occasionally have a half snore added in. Those of us who have heard cat snores, which I believe is all of us, understand.
So, what do the other signs read?
Well, there's one near a storefront that says that shoplifters will be punished to the full extent of the law. Which is weird because you don't remember there being a law in town about shoplifting.
Yeah.
Well, Chitika will just have to not lift that shop.
And this sign over here is about a curfew that's in effect.
When's the curfew?
Sundown.
All right. Well, this one's funny.
And what time is it now?
Round time for second breakfast.
In other words, we are not going to have to worry about curfew for a while.
No.
What curfew?
You have plenty of time to wander the town and catch your bearings and shopping montage if you wish.
I don't get a t-shirt.
Odd.
This one's probably not going to last more than a couple months, is it?
I don't know. There were preparations when I left, but this is all new to me. Meanwhile, the dove is looking around with a perplexed expression on her face.
What's wrong?
Well, understanding the sources, I didn't quite know what to expect about Lugans, but it all just seems so cozy.
Well,
I don't take vacations, but I kind of want to take one here.
I'm sure that this makes it much easier for people to pick your pockets. Because no one's expecting it.
Oh, that sign over there says no pickpocketing.
Mm-hmm. And of course, all the pickpockets read signs. Well known.
There are also signs, if you continue to look, about not putting a bucket of water over a door. There is a sign about not having spring-loaded, fabric-covered snakes. The word snakes is in quotes. Inside cans. And, oh, this sign here is about having, there's no distributing of handkerchiefs that will stain fingers and noses bright colors.
What about dark colors?
You could probably search for one of those, but you haven't seen that particular sign yet.
Sam is, attempting to inspect these signs for the usual sorts of, markers indicating, well, which particular spot is being used by who this week.
All right. This is going to be an intellect roll for investigating things. I'm going to say it's difficulty 3.
Can I use this ability that I just got?
Well, you just leveled up, and I think you got several abilities, so you're going to have to help my addled brain.
Oh, it's in the chat on Foundry.
Good instincts. You examine an area and learn precise, useful details about the past, if any exist. You can ask the GM up to 4 questions about the immediate area. Each requires its own role. Yes, you may use this ability. Ask me your questions, God of Trickery. I'm not afraid.
Well, I did already ask you one question, but I will probably have follow-on questions.
Okay, so there is... You're not seeing any clues on... Oh, you haven't made a roll yet.
Yeah, no, I what's the roll? Difficulty?
Difficulty 3.
Okay. And it's an intellect roll, but I can make that a speed roll. So that will be useful.
All right. So, success. There are no telltale markings on these flyers that... Wait, no. No, there are some. You know they were printed locally, but they were printed at a shop that isn't a front for your church. I mean, there are some that are, but this wasn't by any of the ones that your church controls outright.
And there are no innocuous blotches, etc., to indicate things.
There don't appear to be.
Huh. All right. Second question. Do people seem to be playing along with this?
They do. You don't see a single person walking around with a brightly colored nose. No one is glumly shaking off water that fell on them from on high, or water, with air quotes around the word water. Everyone appears to be completely law-abiding.
Even Chitika is slightly weirded by this.
Besides that and the signs, what else has changed? Should I make another roll for that one?
You should. This is still going to be difficulty 3.
Okay. Oh, wait, I have an asset to seeing through deceptions right now. Is that helpful?
I'll allow it.
It's certainly what Tam thinks Tam is doing. Tam is trying to figure out whose fascinating prank this is.
Well, a 14 is easily going to do it. So there are certain people from your church that you would recognize on sight, but the church is large enough that you mostly have relied on tells, secret hand signs. It's, oh, that one has the sock is a little bit further down on the ankle on their left foot. So therefore, fill in the blank here. You're not seeing any of those. There's no one within view other than Rara who you would identify as one of the insider crowd for the Church of Trickery. You might have seen a few of these people show up at a service at the main church, but the main church isn't really the main church, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, I had more questions, possibly, but somehow Tam feels like this is, well, there's no actual either between someone is planning something really good and this is an incitement for them to cause trouble. These are but not mutually exclusive. They are not necessarily having to go together, but they are not mutually exclusive. But should Tam... We...
Hmm? Huh? No, you go first.
No, go ahead.
Well, as you're wondering about this, Mrara opens one eye lazily and looks up at you and quietly just says, should we inspect the nickel?
I think someone's probably pinned a tail to it.
Yes, but with what kind of nail?
That is an interesting question.
Mafa leans over to Chitika and says, I understand all those words.
I mean, it's probably some kind of code.
Yeah. I just thought it was worth commenting on.
That's fair. They would be sad if we didn't.
They would.
When the GM and a player have had a conversation, Tam uses an ability called Blend In. When you blend in, creatures still see you, but they attach no importance to your presence for about a minute. While blending in, you are specialized in stealth and speed defense tasks. This effect ends...
I was
ends...
already specialized in stealth, but...
This effect ends if you do something to reveal your presence or position. Attacking, using an ability, moving a large object, revealing that you're the god of trickery, and so on. If this occurs, you can regain the remaining period, if I can read, of effect, by making an action to focus on seeming innocuous, and if you belong.
And as action, if you belong.
And I blame how small this text is and how far away it is, because my monitor got pushed back because cat.
Aww.
Yes.
That's right. I
He's not even here right now. Machine. I just didn't pull the monitor closer afterwards.
Well, there I mean, why would you? He might come back.
That's why I should have pulled it closer, but regardless. Okay, so Tam is just another citizen walking down a path. It's fine. As you are, I'm assuming everyone's following Tam.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amble. Okay. Unless Chitika gets too distracted by the various signs.
There is a merchant who yells out the familiar cry of, "Stop, thief!" And someone does bolt, runs right past all of you.
I can't resist.
You're going to stick out your leggy?
No.
No?
Roll for impulsiveness.
No.
I am not requiring you to roll for impulsiveness. You've already said that you're going to fail that. What do you do?
Briefly bump into the thief innocuously.
You're going to bump into them.
I don't know what they stole, but I'm stealing it.
Oh,
this
no.
Is going to be
Are
a
you
speed roll difficulty 2.
Violating the pickpocketing
rules. I might as well say don't crit fail for difficulty 2 speed roll, but still. Yeah, I might as well have said don't crit fail. So you are holding a small box that is the kind of box that a merchant would have in their stall to put coins in before moving them to a safe at the end of the day. It is not full, but it's not empty. And around the same time that the thief who you stole from, so that's fair, right? Stealing from a thief. Around the time they realize that their hands are way lighter than they were before, so they start to slow down a bit. Someone wearing plate armor comes around the corner and grabs them by the back of the shirt and lifts them up off the ground. You hear a voice, which is somewhat muffled because they're wearing plate armor. So from inside the helmet going, "And where do you think you're going?"
For a walk.
Just running after someone yells, "Stop, thief."
"Well, I don't have anything. Look, see, nothing. Wasn't me. I was running from the thief. Yeah, that was it."
"Yeah, that's the ticket."
Someone who is, from their appearance, not inclined to do a lot of running is now catching up, somewhat out of breath, saying,
"Yeah, that's him. He took it. Where'd you drop it?"
I don't know. I didn't take anything. I mean..."
This conversation starts to go in circles a little bit.
Third base.
It is very obvious that this particular thief is not good at telling falsehoods.
On the other hand, clearly doesn't have it.
True.
Would you say that these people are all distracted with each other?
Not just these three individuals, but everyone else who's currently within line of sight is distracted by this scene.
I am not rolling this one because I don't know what the difficulty you're going to set is. I'm going to attempt to make it so that when the merchant is gesturing around, someone has stuck the box into his hands.
Somewhat.
And I know this is going to be quite a bit more difficult, most likely, because there's a lot.
There is a lot. But also, there is a lot of yelling, and there is a lot of gesturing. If you were trying to put this in the hands of someone who wasn't in the middle of this conversation, it would be easier. But everyone's looking at the merchant, and the thief, and the person in armor. So, let's say, if it was just these three, I'd say it would be difficulty 3 to do this. But if you're trying to avoid being noticed by anyone, I would say difficulty 4, because there's a lot of eyes on this scene.
Makes sense. Which of my skills can I apply to this?
I got this far without opening someone's character sheet. Well, you're specialized in sneaking. That can definitely apply. This is reverse pickpocketing. This is definitely sleight of hand.
So I get to be specialized and I have an asset from having other applicable skills?
Definitely.
Yay! I can do this one well. That was not a very good roll, but...
but it's still a success. Yeah. With everything that comes into play, an 8's going to beat this target number. At one point, as the merchant is gesturing at the thief, saying, "For the last time, where did you drop the box?" They realize that they're holding the box in their hand. The hand that they're gesturing with.
Pam is being very innocent and innocuous now, and,
You're blending
in. Not worth paying attention to, thanks.
I want it on record that at no point did Io say that Tam was putting Mara down.
Well, of course not.
The purring has returned. You know that purr. It's a chuckle. The dove is trying not to laugh out loud.
Batik is trying not to applaud.
Shay hasn't noticed what's going on. Well, I mean, Shay knows that suddenly the box was back in the merchant's hand, but...
Well, that was a fascinating little, event.
There are guards enforcing the signs. Huh.
The person in plate mail lets the thief off with a warning because they argue, how could they have stolen things if they were in the merchant's hand? Clearly, in the merchant's hand the whole time, because it's in their hand. So, the three parties that are involved, and clearly there's only three parties involved. I don't know why anyone's suggesting that there's more than three parties involved. All seem somewhat confused by what happened, and then they go their separate ways. And we've been playing for about an hour. What do you say we take a short break?
Hey, I need more caffeine.
Well, that's fine. Weird. This sign says no punchlines.
You just read the last word, that's all.
So, where to now?
Tatika looks at wherever Tam was when last, you know.
We were going to check on the nickel.
Tatika's just doing this look.
Didn't you just return a bunch of those?
That was hilarious.
It was very well done.
Well, come on. I at least want to see what kind of nonsense has been done to it.
All right. So you continue without additional incidents. To the double-headed nickel. Rather, the church of the double-headed nickel.
The temple of...
Temple. Ah.
We the find temple a... of double-headed nickel.
To
we
be
find
fair,
a smoking crater.
Previously, it has been referred to as a church. Also a chapel.
Yes.
Also a sanctuary. And on one particular occasion, a town hall.
We should do that one more often.
You, like, have... a little number spinny thing that you spin it and then you pick it off a list. First sometimes. Word, second. Oh, okay. Just wondered.
I preferred last year's name.
What was last year's name?
The Temple of the Foolish Fish.
It leapt directly into the cat's mouth.
Exactly. From a certain angle, cats always look like they're smiling. But you know Mara is smiling. Well... as you arrive at the nickel, as it has been referred to, there is a wooden sign that has been nailed over the sign that gives the name. That sign, the wooden one that is aftermarket, has painted on it, closed until further notice.
This just means that we have to go in the back door, doesn't it? I mean, that would fit, right? A back door, yes. Or maybe a window. Or possibly down the chimney. Am I doing this right, Tam?
Down this alley, I think.
Pity pet, pity pet.
So, the route you're taking, how is it made to not look like it's an entrance?
Well, down the alley, over to another street, there's a shop that has... well, shop isn't quite the right word. They build things. I did not manage to gather the right words. Construction company is not the right words, but...
they make
it's
antiques.
Workshop.
Yes, that is the word I was looking for. And in the shed of the workshop if you push back the crate of tools, there's an entrance to a basement.
Oh, good.
And the basements may be very attached to other basements, just in general.
Chitika likes this basement idea. Chitika thinks the basement idea is good.
After putting a candle back, you are in the basement of the temple. It is eerily quiet.
Chitika presumes it's always like this. Chitika is, however, going to activate awareness, which is 3 intellect points, and I have an edge of 3 on my intellect.
I had a me moment, and I totally blanked out on the thing that you're activating. I heard everything but the name of that.
Awareness.
Awareness.
Let me make it...
I was not aware of awareness. That was all.
How do I put that... Make it go into
I've looked
the,
it up.
The...
Okay. I see it. You become hyper-aware of your surroundings in order to better locate your target. Okay. Who's your target?
For 10 minutes, I am aware of all living things within long range, including their general position. And by concentrating, another action, you can attempt to learn the general health and power level of any one of them.
Okay. There are 2 individuals upstairs.
Chitika will...
The only people downstairs came with you.
Chitika will frown and go, there's only 2 people upstairs. Let me think about them. Chitika concentrates, extending her awareness through the shadows, because everything casts a shadow, even the thing holding the candle, especially the thing holding the candle sometimes, and would like to learn the general health of both of them by concentrating for long enough for both.
All right. Well, they both seem rather healthy. If you were to judge their health on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being let's not mess with them ever, because you'd have to roll a natural 30.
That would suck.
Yikes.
That would. I do not have any intention of having you go up against someone who's level 10. That would be a kaiju. That's a different
Can
campaign.
Can we get to tier 10? Can we get to tier 10?
Tiers and levels are not the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But if you were to rank them on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being roll a natural 30 to defeat, you would rank one of them as a 4 and one of them as a 6.
And what would I rank, say, Mafa? Concentrate on Mafa briefly.
I don't know how to transfer Mafa into NPC stats. Cypher doesn't work that way.
Well, that's silly of it. It says general health and power level.
Mafa ranks God tier, which is definitely cheating on the GM's part. But the GM makes the rules.
Shay, then. Probably not a god.
Shay, I can give you an answer. Shay is definitely not a god. Yes. Shay ranks a 5.
Huh.
So we've got 4, a 6, and Shay counts as a 5?
Yes.
Okay. And they're fairly healthy, presumably. They're not like...
Yes. They're not nursing any wounds or anything. Don't even have a slight cold.
There's 2 people up there, and one of them's a little bit more... potent than Shay, and one of them's a little bit less potent, and neither of them are gods.
I'm not sure how I feel about being used as a point of reference.
Well, you're the only one here I can... Well, I suppose I could do it on Mara. Squint.
Hey, Shay, you're a constant.
Mara's a 6.
Okay, one of them's about equivalent to you. Point.
I disagree.
That's Mara's true, you're probably... Terrible. So if they give us any trouble, then we would just drop Mara on their head and they will stop giving us trouble.
Oh, question from a player.
Mm-hmm.
Can anybody but me see?
Is there light down here?
Not until Shay gets the go-ahead to light a lantern. And Shay is waiting for the go-ahead to light a lantern, but isn't doing that because you're sneaking. Well, actually, Mara can see, but Mara is cat.
Chitika does not see in the dark. Chitika just knows things. Unfortunately, if it's not alive, she can probably still trip over it. She's working on this part.
Well, it's okay. 4 of your 6 limbs are on the ground, so it's hard for you to trip completely.
I can stub my little toesies.
I felt my way through this basement before.
In fact, this is very familiar territory for you. I talked over you.
Well, these people don't seem like the kind to set very good traps. And they've probably... They might even have taken down some of the usual ones.
Or maybe they got sprung.
That's what
Not
I meant.
Sprung. Mrara is coming back. It's possible that most of you didn't notice Mrara leave, but Mrara is coming back.
Chitika noticed.
The traps aren't there.
Someone stole all your traps?
I'm not giving them the level of respect that saying they stole the traps would require. Marched
Removed
in with
them.
Big stompy boots and took them away.
Removed traps without authorization.
Worse, Maybe. Removed traps with authorization.
You're
Can we go
assuming.
Say hello to whoever's upstairs?
Chitika would like to blend in first.
I think Mara was saying something.
Oh, sorry.
Yes,
you're assuming the ones upstairs took the traps.
I suppose it might be possible that everyone in the temple relocated to a different place, and this is just, they took the traps with them?
It could be, but who's to say? Now, at this point, there's only one character who can see Mrara. When Mrara says who's to say, she is looking up.
Well, let's go find out.
Sneak through the basement.
There are several ways to get from the basement to the ground floor. The ground floor is, in fact, multiple rooms. There is a central room for ceremonies and the like, but there are multiple auxiliary rooms for a variety of activities.
I have the general position of the living things within long range, so Chitika will point and, if necessary, rear up on her hindmost legs so that she can take someone else's hand and point in the appropriate direction, depending on how dark things still are.
And people who find themselves moving in possibly not the correct direction may get a nudge from someone who is perhaps slightly higher than knee level.
That would be Mrara.
Yes.
So after we exit a wardrobe, having come not from Narnia, but from the land of cobwebs.
I was going to say that the wardrobe has a lion and a witch carved into the doors.
I mean, it would be a lionkin and somebody in a funny hat. Or crown, really.
The hat on the witch is made of sky.
Hopefully not the ones from Ellie's campaign.
No.
No.
No. Like many things in this campaign setting, that was a Discworld reference.
Ah, yes.
Unfortunately, now I'm imagining Iago sitting on somebody's head.
Did my connection just go, or did we lose Crash?
I'm here.
I see Crash. You okay?
I saw some things change, but then they changed back.
I heard, like many things in this campaign.
Oh, like many things in this campaign, I was making a Discworld reference when I said a hat full of sky.
Yes.
Or hat made of sky, regardless.
And then I said that I was now imagining Iago sitting on somebody's head. I think he'd be very put out by that.
Hey, get off! Get off! Get off! I'm not done with the story. I will take my point of inspiration.
Ow.
Which is technically luck at this point. But GMs don't get that. Not until I shoehorn that in somehow.
Sneak. Sneak.
All right. So, yes, you do exit a wardrobe, and you are in a relatively small room that is primarily for clergy to put on their ceremonial robes before a ceremony, which sounds redundant, but that's how ceremonial robes work.
Were there any ceremonial robes left in either the wardrobe or any of the other wardrobes that are presumably in here, providing camouflage?
There are ceremonial robes in there.
Chitika,
in fact, you had to walk through
wondering
them to get out of the wardrobe.
Chitika wonders if there are any in her size.
Give me a roll to search for robes of your size. This is going to be difficulty 3.
Does identify and assess, function, importance, quality?
Looking at identify and assess, the wording for this doesn't really apply to trying to find something your size.
Aw, curses. Oh, well, I guess it's just going to be a diff 2 int roll, presumably.
Oh, well, this one, you might need to take it in a little bit, but yeah, this one looks like it'll fit you.
Chitika is going to shrug one on and just sort of drape it over herself so that, you know, it covers whatever else she's wearing.
How do I look?
Like you're about to get arrested. Well, you saw the signs everywhere.
It didn't say no borrowing, did it?
No. I think what Shay is implying is that the Church of Trickery, or whatever it's being named currently, is currently shut down because there's no shenaniganery allowed. And now you're dressed as one of its priests.
But I'm not doing shenaniganery. Fine. You can keep it in a backpack.
Although this one I probably think would fit me quite well. No. The dove puts it back.
Chitika will fold the thing nicely and stuff it into a backpack, honestly. Because you never know.
You never know. So what now? Are we to barge out and yell j'accuse?
I could sneak up and listen to them.
I was thinking more of the sneaking up and listening to them sort of plan. Yes.
Chitika does the great minds slightly, the high five.
Tam looks like they're trying to envision a situation in which they would jump out and yell j'accuse, and, well, if it was really funny timing.
Tam, give me an intellect roll, difficulty 3.
Okay.
Because you said what you're trying to do, so I'm going to tell you if you roll difficulty 3.
Chitika also wants to be doing this thing.
I have decided I want to spend speed points on this instead, and I have that ability, so I'm going to do that.
All right. Well, with a 10, you didn't need to spend anything. You've thought of the perfect time to jump out and yell j'accuse. It would be if you're wearing a suit of armor, so you look like an official guard.
Yeah, regrettably.
We don't have any armor yet.
True.
Yet.
Oh, that's not true. We do.
We don't have their armor.
No, we don't have their armor.
No, yet. And they're, you have chain armor. They're wearing plate.
Yeah.
So, you know full well, because of Chitika, that one of these individuals is level 6. I will say that if you're trying to sneak up, but not going into the room, the fact that there's a wall between you and them is definitely going to count as an asset, bringing you down to difficulty 5. I will also say that specifically, Tam is on their home turf. That's going to count as an asset. That brings it down to difficulty 4. I will not give Chitika the same asset.
If 5, stealth specialized.
That's definitely going to help.
And I will spend effort. I am very Tam good succeeds. At being sneaky.
Tam is very good at being sneaky.
Okay, what happens if I use blend in and I have specialized in stealth?
Well, looking at the wording for blend in is more for if you are seen. Like, you're blending into the crowd as opposed to
Chitika
making
wants
sure you're
to,
not noticed at all.
Chitika wants to make sure that if they hear her, they simply think that it's the house settling or perhaps the scuttling of a rat or something.
If you're willing to spend, well, I was about to say, if you're willing to spend the intellect points for that, but you've got 3 edge in intellect, so this costs 1 point. Yeah, you could spend you can spend 1 point of intellect, and I'll allow it. Sure.
I will do that. So, let's see. So, do I roll this or just pay it?
Well,
I will just pay it. And then I will roll my stealth. What was that? Diff 4, you said?
Well, for you, it was brought down to 5. For Tam, it was brought down to 4. Because Tam, this is Tam's home turf. This is not your home
turf. Okay. So 5. All right. Well, let's see if I can make it on that part.
You do. You easily make it. All right. So you are both sneaking quite well. They are both on the other side of this wall right here. This rather thin wall, which was built to be rather thin so that conversations could be eavesdropped on. I mean, Tam knows this. Chitika does not know this.
Chitika just assumes, frankly. Or so that you could, you know, move the wall later and, you know, redecorate. Mafa also made her stealth.
Ah, yes. With a 17, Mafa is also incredibly sneaky. So I'm now picturing the three of you, each with an ear pressed up against the wall, one above the other. And what you are hearing is two individuals who are discussing legal matters? Yeah, legal matters. They're talking to each other about some petty thefts and who was caught and what the punishment was.
What are the punishments?
Mostly fines.
Hmm.
There isn't really a location in town for imprisoning people. I mean, there was once, but that was a sham. There was a back door that easily was walked out of. And for one of the cells, the bars were far enough apart that you could walk through them. It was that gif of the Pomeranian.
Yeah.
Which I'm not going to look for right now because I'm busy GMing. But I want to. And if someone was to give me a roll for noticing, the difficulty for that will be 4, not 6.
A roll for noticing something, huh?
Well, Mafa notices the conversation.
I do not notice.
Chitika notices nothing.
Chitika is busy trying not to sneeze because her nose was closest to the ground. She will not sneeze. She will not sneeze. She will not sneeze.
So Tam notices and Mafa notices. What they notice is the less senior of the two individuals, and for some reason you can tell which one is the senior individual and which one isn't, they screw up their tenses. Most of this conversation has been talking about past tense, but the less senior individual switches to future tense briefly. And that's when Chitika sneezes and the conversation stops.
Chitika is just a mouse. Chitika is just a mouse. Just a mouse sneezing, or a cat, maybe. Chitika will blend in again.
Mrara is down the ground, and you distinctly realize, whether or not you're looking in Mrara's direction, that she has lifted up both of her front paws to put them over her face.
Chitika is just working very hard to sound like she's just a little mouse who sneezed. She's focusing on being innocuous. She belongs.
Is there an exit into the room?
Hmm?
Is there an exit?
Is there an exit into the room?
There is a door that goes into this room. You're not in the small room that had the wardrobe. You had to sneak your way over to a hallway that leads to...
Right.
There's a wall. There's a door that goes into the room where the two voices were talking. There is a brief bit of silence where everyone is realizing what is going on. And then the door bursts open and someone wearing full plate and wearing a helmet that obscures their face bursts through
and shouts Jacuse.
And perhaps shouts Jacuse. They are being followed by someone else wearing full plate who is not wearing a helmet, but is in fact holding it as they burst through. They're in the act of putting it on their head.
Can we tell species?
Near as you can tell, they're human.
Okay.
The way I have animal kin written, it is possible to be kin and only have slight features
so
towards that animal.
Probably human. Yeah.
Probably human. Yes.
Is it dark in the hallway?
No, you're on the ground floor and there are in fact windows.
Versus.
Yes. Tam, give me a roll for noticing things. No one else can make this roll. It has to be Tam, and it's difficulty 4. You make
success.
It. That's a success. You recognize the person putting the helmet on.
Who's wondering?
You've seen them a couple times only. They weren't even ranked as an acolyte when you saw them last, but they were definitely a member of the church.
They
reason.
The person who is senior ranking and had their helmet on the whole time says, "What's all this then?"
Shatika is gathering herself to do a thing, but is not going to do the thing yet. She's just going to look like she is just this rat that happens to be big. You should go away and ignore her now, yes.
Do you have any idea how easy it is to get lost in this town? Note the ability I've used.
Grand deception. You convince an intelligent creature that can understand you and isn't hostile of something that is widely and obviously untrue. This is a town that has right angle streets for the entirety of it. The street corners are clearly labeled. That the labels change from day to day, or at least they were last time you were here, is irrelevant to this conversation. That hasn't happened recently, that you know of. Well, yes, but still, what are you doing in here? Are you saying you got lost and ended up inside a closed temple?
Innocent, innocent, innocent.
This is a temple? We came upstairs and...
You came in from the basement?
Were we not supposed to?
How did you get into the basement?
Through the door?
It is very clear that the senior knight is trying to form the words for their follow-up question in such a way that you don't give an answer that just leads to more questions. They're having a hard time of it.
Can we go out into the main room? It's pretty crowded in here.
After you tell us what you're doing here.
Standing and talking to you.
I don't even understand how that basement could get. Tam is doing their best impression of someone who has just discovered that, like, the basement of the inn or whatever led to here.
It's like there was a sign that said, "Turn here for temple." Were you supposed to put them up and forgot?
Why would we have signs about the temple?
Because you wouldn't want people wandering into the basement and then coming into the temple.
You can't wander into the basement. The door has a big sign that says closed.
Well, it was open when we got there, even though the sign contradicted the door. That's all I can say.
The sign in the basement?
Is there a sign in the basement?
I didn't see a sign in the basement. Which way is the inn?
It's behind the... Although...
That's not the out?
No, that's the inn. You have to go through the inn to get the out.
We're already in. You'd have to leave to go come back in again. And no, don't ask to do that. We're still trying to figure out what you're doing here.
I heard there was supposed to be a festival.
You're already in.
We were going to get a shirt at the festival.
What festival?
There are festivals.
The one with all the fish cakes.
Uh-huh.
The lower ranking one says, "No, that was last year's festival." I mean, what festival?
Well, if there's not a festival, how do we get out so we can go to the inn?
You can't get there from there. Here. Wait, I'm confused.
It's okay. Well, this has been a trying day for everybody. Why don't we go into the main room and we can all sit down and have a nice cup of tea and you can tell us what's going on.
Actually, can
we
have a cup of tea?
Fish cakes?
We can't get fresh fish here. We're too far away.
I didn't say the fish cakes had fish in them.
They're cakes shaped like fish.
They were really good.
The lower ranking of the two knights looks over at the higher ranking one and says, "Actually, could we have some tea?"
"I can make it. Just show me where the cupboard is. I'll make it. And then we can all sit down and have a nice conversation about what's going wrong with all of this. Doesn't it sound nice to have a cup of tea?"
Cut to, you are all sitting in the main room. The altar is being used as a table, because technically that's what an altar is, while you all have a steaming cup of tea in front of you.
So, tell us what's on your minds.
The GM is double-checking his notes so he gets the details correct.
Mafa, meanwhile, is keeping an eye out for ghosts.
Oh, good point.
You don't see any.
Yet. They do tend to gravitate.
Well, I'm not going to role-play out what they're saying, but the knights are actually paladins. They say they are from the Gear of Phantaros, which is one of the parts of the planetary gear. So you're on, it's my own world, dagnabbit. Why am I remembering things poorly? You're on Archizo. Taphos is the one that had the surface area blow up and lots of monsters. There's another one called Phantaros. And Phantaros is, they have a unifying theocracy. And in addition to other parts of the government, they also have paladins who go around righting wrongs and enforcing laws and doing stuff like that. These paladins appear to be very far from home, but the official statement is that they have a mandate from the maker of all things to stamp out deceit and corruption wherever they might find it, and their journeys have taken them here to Lugans, where they found the people were very happy to accept them, and while there's a few miscreants, they've been able to provide significant law and order since their arrival.
So the festival is cancelled.
What festival?
One that happens every year.
With the fish cakes.
The fish cakes were last year. I mean, no, there's no festival planned.
Bad face.
Well, it is a shame. I was so looking forward to the festival. The dub takes a sip of tea. Mrara, who has not said a single word since the sneeze, has curled up around the feet of the younger paladin. You all hear the purr.
I feel like the younger one ought to be feeling somewhat intimidated. Not that they'd want to show it.
Well, aside from canceling the festival, I guess everything you've been doing here sounds very admirable, but I admit I'm surprised you're here. Given how far away you are, but also, have you not heard what's been going on?
We heard there was some excitement in Korf. All the more reason to spread law and order. No, Sokket.
One moment. My headphones come out.
Sokket made a leap for...
Oh!
Dear me.
And Sokket has jumped over my shoulder and has run back the way he came.
I heard that a big religious event was raided by bandits and that the bandits might still be there.
Yes, well... Three paladins will not be enough to take on a whole town full of bandits, but
there's
we can.
There's only three of you?
The paladins of Phantaros do not travel like an army.
Oh.
We're more like an adventuring band.
Only three of you?
Well, for a town this size, that does seem to be enough.
It seems like it would be lonely.
So, forgive me for asking so directly, but are you two little guys in a big suit of armor?
Now, keep in mind, they're both wearing plate and, in spite of holding cups of tea, are wearing their helmets. So you can't see their facial expressions. But they both seem to just stare at you for a moment, then turn to look at each other, then look back at you. What an odd question.
Well, you said there were three of you.
Yeah, DF's out on patrol.
Oh.
That makes much more sense.
Uh-huh.
Was he the one we saw who didn't catch the thief?
Didn't catch the... Probably, yes.
Well, there wasn't anything stolen.
That's what I mean. He didn't catch a thief. He got someone who wasn't a thief.
Mm-hmm. But had to put him back. It was catch and release.
Yeah, thieves aren't in season.
Well, of course not. They canceled the festival.
Mm-hmm.
What, exactly.
The dove seems to be taking many sips of tea. Mostly... Not actually taking sips of the tea, but just holding the cup up to her mouth in an attempt to not burst out laughing.
Because we are all lunatics. At least Chichika has not talked about soup yet.
That's another reason why the dove is enjoying this conversation immensely.
There is no soup involved.
No soup. Just tea. Which is a very thin soup, perhaps. Leaf soup. Leaf broth.
Chichika has not yet figured this out.
Leaf stock.
Chichika has not discussed the idea of making some big baths for all the gods to steep in. She's not thought of this yet, and this is probably good.
Okay, well, listen. Even though there are three of you, supposedly, I mean, I can't tell. Maybe you're trying to trick us and there are four of you. Hadn't thought of that, huh? But it's still a pretty big town. I mean, I come from a little farming town, so anything larger than about 15 people is big to me. But you're going to need to get back out there and, you know, make sure people see that you're out there maintaining the order.
Oh, after all, do that daily.
DF can't be everywhere at once.
He doesn't have to be. The idea that we go out on patrol regularly is enough to keep most people in line. In fact, why there hasn't been any clergy from this particular, shall we say, religion that have been seen here in a week. Oh. They evaporated as soon as we arrived.
Evaporated?
That's a neat trick.
Vanished, ran away, skedaddled.
They didn't dissolve into thin air? Not really?
It seemed as if they did, but there is no evidence that they in fact turned into any kind of vapor.
You're sure?
Well, I can't say for sure. I wasn't there to see all of them, but there have been no signs of them since shortly after we arrived.
That would be so scary if people vanished into thin air.
Perhaps it would, but more likely they just fled.
Oh.
The clergy here seemed more in line of trickery and subterfuge, but not frontal assaults.
Phew.
Well, that's good.
That's why we were able to move in so quickly and easily. Wasn't even a struggle.
How fortunate.
Yeah.
That's good. I'd hate to think that someone might have gotten hurt.
Oh, no. No one got hurt at all.
Is that from the small one?
The level 4 one.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what my friend is trying to say is that we're taking up your valuable time and should probably go get a room and figure out where we're going next.
You're sure there won't be a festival?
We could plan a festival.
We could.
I don't think they want a festival. They both look down at the cat that just started speaking.
Who wouldn't want a festival?
Why would they? They're trying to keep a low profile. You can hear the smugness coming from Rara. I will not require a roll for smugness detection.
I mean, cat.
Detect smugness.
Are you saying that Marara is temporarily smuggler?
No, smuggest.
Sure, Marara smuggled things.
Smug, smuggler, smugglist, yes.
All right, well.
Oh, Chitika is now contemplating things.
This has been a delightful conversation. You're doing an excellent job. Took me a while to figure out what the subterfuge was. But no one who has been to Phantaros would believe that accent for a second.
Are you saying that they aren't from that location?
There is definitely a chuckle coming from Rara. Imbrecker there has been screwing up his lines the entire time.
Is that the Acolyte?
It might be the Acolyte. There is a heavy sigh coming from the level 4. Thank you, Mrara.
Does the big one seem to be... In fact, I have an app for that. No, I mean a skill for that. Okay, this is technically from only mine, but I want to know... I think that this ought to give me a certain sense of whether the big one is freaking out or, aw shucks, you caught me.
With an 18,
can I do it with
it? It's not so much an aw shucks you caught me. It's a dag nabbit, Mrara, you spilled the beans.
All
the
right.
Big one
all
also
right. You did get me. I thought you were part of the let's go burn everything down crew. Tam
no,
says that
we...
to the big one.
The level 6 takes off the helmet. Tam, you recognize them instantly. This is Advocat. I'm going to put the spelling in chat if I can actually copy paste properly.
Advocat.
They are also a member of the clergy. They are not one of the ones who knew who you were. They thought the one pretending to be you was you. Because, of course, the Church of Trickery is not going to be sharing all the information with every member of the Church of Trickery.
Obviously. Yes, that's the point of having a whole bunch of
red herring head gods.
Uh-huh.
And also so that Mara can lick them, because they're red herrings.
Hmm. So there's Advocat, there's Inbrecker, who is the level 4, and the one on patrol is Dief. And these are all Dutch words, by the way. So go ahead and look those up on your own. DF, by the way, is level 2. But they are all members of the Church of Trickery. And as it turns out, the best way to make sure that no one thinks the Church of Trickery is here is to have a bunch of people pretend to have chased them away.
That certainly makes sense.
And considering that someone just tried to take out their god, they thought laying low was a good idea.
So I assume you haven't seen her.
She's in one of the safe houses. Yes, of course she is. Mrara, I don't like that tone. Of course you don't.
But she escaped?
Barely. Apparently there was a wave of ghosts that came through? We're not sure she was telling the truth about that. Oh, you should have seen it. Wait, what? There's another sip of tea.
From the dove.
From the dove. I was right. This place is very cozy. I could learn to live here. Alas, duties. And it's so entertaining.
I'm sure that they make a good soup, too. Now the soup comes back.
You are kicked under the table. It's not a very hard kick. What was that, Io?
Stew?
Oh, no.
It's the stew conversation.
I don't think they're the ones making the soup.
No. But soup will follow forever.
Unless we steal.
Now that the helmets are off. Now that the helmets are off, you can see their confused expressions.
Jadika has been traveling with everyone quite long enough that if they have a confused expression, that is their problem. And if Mara wants to reveal anything about the situation to them, well, that's internal church business.
Mara's not saying anything about soup.
Or God soup.
So, Mara, who exactly have you brought here? Don't you know? No. No, that is why I asked.
I got separated from her during the whole, mess.
Uh-huh.
Separated from...
There were a lot of ghosts.
It's true. It took a lot of effort.
What?
Uh-huh. You passed out for days. Well, hours. Most of a day?
A long time.
Uh-huh.
I am really glad you found a cart.
Uh-huh.
I wonder how he's doing.
Hopefully okay.
I think he'll be fine.
Well, I'm sure he'll be fine. I just wonder how he's doing.
The two paladins, and now I'm definitely using quotes around the word paladin, are looking back and forth as you're having this conversation. And Advocat is mostly staring at Tam and staring at Tam and staring at Tam and then saying, wait, I know you.
From the mountain.
Quiet you.
Sorry.
I will not give you a luck point for that. I will not. I'm strong with the Force. The Force is with me. Nope. Because I don't know if you have 5 luck points, and I don't want you to carry over. So, you...
Of course you know me. I'm one of the attendants.
Yes. Definitely an attendant.
Rawr, come now. I wanted to see him make faces.
Oh, but he has made so many faces this evening. It's not evening. It's like noon. Time is relative. And anyway, I do think they deserve a reward for performing such a grand trick on so many people.
That's true.
What counts as a reward for trickery?
True.
Is it a fish?
Oh, that would be lovely. But again, too far to transport them.
Well, there's dried fish.
But the reward for trickery, as you've said, as you've asked, is truth. I'm very glad to hear the decoy is safe.
Second reward. Opportunity for another trick. And I think that's a good place to end it for the night.
That's a great place to end it for tonight. Thank you everyone for listening. Thank you everyone for playing. My name is Crash. Tonight I was joined by a bunch of awesome people, including Beth, Crash, Ellie, and Io. Who wants to plug a thing?
His mom writes books. And check out places, ElizabethMcCoy.com. Some of them are moving around a bit because I don't really want to pay $1 a month because I don't make a ton of money off of the books. And if I don't make $100 in a year, they charge me $1 a month. And I think that I would possibly be losing money on that. So I'm shifting away from draft to digital and I'm having to put stuff up other places. And it's a pain in the ratkin tail. But ElizabethMcCoy.com will at least give you a list of what books are mine and what books are books from somebody else who has my name and isn't bothering to put a middle initial in. But I was there first. And speaking of people who have names, I think.
Well, we take all these podcasts and put them on AaronBSmith.com, talking about who was there first. The person who has AaronSmith.com is younger than me, but they seem to be cool. They're a photographer. Regardless, podcast at AaronBSmith.com. Additionally, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/combogaming, where you can help us keep the lights on, along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Liv Droman, Paul, Walter, and patron emeritus Cindy. And the music you're hearing right now, probably in the recording, is Cristofori's Dream. Not that Cristofori's Dream, a different Cristofori's Dream by Cristofori, who is not that Cristofori from Cristofori's Dream. Does this make sense? For some people, it does. But you can get that particular version of it from modarchive.org. It's public domain. And until next time, this is Crash saying, hey guys, so it didn't work out so well. The thief didn't actually steal the thing that they were supposed to steal? Oh, where are all these people doing here?
Sam waves.
There's a door!
They're waggling their fingers as they wave.
Drinking tea.
Good night, everybody.
Night.